Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Wash Day Court now in session. And what's the first complaint?
Your Honor, I want whiter washes. I'm tired of soaps that only get my clothes part way white.
Well, change to new does. The new kind of granulated soap. It gets dirty towels and linens dazzling white. In fact, you've never seen whiter washes than new does gives you. Second case?
Your Honor, I'm tired of scrubbing grimy work shirts till my back aches.
Let does do it. No soap made gets clothes clean easier than new does. And now, third case.
Your Honor, I want a wash day soap I can really trust with my pretty rayon slips and nicer colored washes.
Well, do them with does. It's safer, far safer for those nice colors than any other leading granulated laundry soap.
What? You mean this same does all three kinds of wash? Gets grimy towels white and dirty work shirts clean and yet it's safe for colored rayons?
That's right. Does everything in your wash.
What?
Well, I declare.
Well, now, if that surprises you, just wait till you try does. And see what a new kind of granulated soap it is. Now remember, does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of soap. So new, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like does. You see, one of the things Procter & Gamble wanted most was to make a soap for all three kinds of wash. And believe me, does doesn't. Yes, it leaves your rayon undies soft and bright, and yet it gets those dirty overalls wonderfully clean without any hard scrubbing. And as for your grimy towels and linens, why, say, does get some gleaming white. Now, none of this almost white or part-way white, but the genuine whiteness you want. Just try new does next wash day. Then see if any other soap will ever satisfy you again. Remember, does, D-U-Z, comes in that big red and white box, and it does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, marriage can be the beginning and it can be the end of a life. And it's because Molly knows how fateful marriages can be that she's been trying to prevent Oriane from marrying Edward Way out of pity and sympathy and not love. For Oriane really loves Dr. Christopher Cater. That is, she loves him without wanting him to know it, without wanting to marry him, in fact. But Molly believes in giving love a chance. However, that chance is about gone for today because the parole officer is coming to see Oriane to see if she's worthy of marrying an ex-convict. And the parole officer is at the Goldbergs.
Rosalie, tell Papa I want him quickly.
Come in, Mom.
No questions now.
But somebody came in.
Oh. Bobby Barton.
Jake.
Molly.
Jake.
What are you trembling?
He's here. He came. He's inside.
Who? What?
The probation officer.
He's inside?
Rosalie, don't stand.
Well, what do you want me to do, Mom?
Call Papa.
Papa's here. Molly, will you sit down and collect yourself?
I'm collected. I'm all collected already. Call Oriane. Where is she?
I'll get her.
Slip on something if you'll get her. Go slip on something. Don't go out like that with the thermometer below.
I'll put my coat on. Shall I tell her that the parole office is here, Ma?
Tell her nothing. Just call her.
Well, right, but she expected him, and so did you, Ma.
We all expect it. Everybody expects until something happens, and then you realize you didn't expect it. Button up your neck.
I am.
Then go already.
Ma, I wish you wouldn't get yourself so unmarried.
I wish so.
Where is it? In the front room?
Don't go in, Jake.
Why not?
Because. Let us discuss first.
What?
That's what I want to discuss. Should I go in? Should I maybe say something to him?
Wait for Oriane. Don't make any statement until you speak to her.
Jake.
Molly. Will you please be calm?
How can I be calm, Lydia? How can I be calm? Do you realize the reason for the visit of the officer? Do you or not, or what?
I know.
You know. What do you know? Maybe it's better I should go in. I should explain to the man that she don't love Mr. Ray. She's doing it because she's pitying him. Maybe he has to know that if he's here to investigate.
How can you take such a thing upon yourself? How?
How? And how can I let this thing go on further? I mean, in all fairness to all concerned, here she wants to marry a man she don't love. Here is standing a man that she does love. And how can I do that? In all fairness to all concerned, how? Mr. Ray, Ori, and Dr. Cater, Mr. Ray is under an illusion. I have to illuminate him to the fact.
Pardon me, do you think Mrs. Leland will be very long?
Well, I just sent for her officer. Will you check in?
Thank you, I will.
She'll be here presently. Officer, is it necessary, I mean that you should...
Anyone out on parole who wishes to marry must obtain permission from the parole board, ma'am. And that means an investigation.
Oh, I see. You mean that...
A person out on parole is still subject to imprisonment on certain conditions.
Oh.
He or she is out on parole because the state thinks that rehabilitation will be furthered by freedom.
Sure.
And parole simply means a man is getting a chance to get back into society.
Hmm.
But now, suppose he marries a person who will lead him back into a life of crime.
Mm-hmm.
We have to prevent that.
Oh.
After the parole is lifted, of course, that's another question.
Oh. How can you control a man's feelings?
Well, the whole problem is very difficult. We try to do our best. A man on parole hasn't finished his sentence, you see. He's still in the custody of the state.
Oh.
And if marriage will help a man fit back into society, we favor it. If not, we prevent it.
And suppose they get married notwithstanding?
Well, in that unfortunate case, the man goes right back to jail for violating the conditions of the parole.
Mm. And you are here to see if Mrs. Cleland is worthy helping Mr. Wade become a good citizen?
I'm here to see if the intended marriage will help or hinder him.
Jacob, why don't you take the gentleman indoors and
hide? All right, Molly. Do you mind coming inside, sir?
Not at all.
Yes,
it's
just...
Oh, how you watch these things, huh? Well, I suppose that the doctor's all
gone. I do not like it. Orion?
I know.
Rosie told you. Rosalie, go up and hang. This is no place for your coat.
Ma.
Rosie.
Where is she? Rosie,
she's inside. Oh, Jake?
Yes?
Jake, stay inside. Yes, for a few minutes. I have to talk to Orion.
He tells me you and Mr. Wade plan to be married very soon.
Jake, go inside.
Orion, I think you were...
Jake, let's not mix, please.
What, sir? Did my ears fail me?
Pardon me, Mrs.
Wade. Yes. Excuse me, please. Orion, I want to
it's
talk
all right,
to
Mrs. Golden.
I just want to ask you a few questions, Mrs. Wade. Could
yes.
we go into the next room?
What is this?
After you.
Now what should I do? Should I call Dr. Cader?
Call nobody. Don't worry. She won't go through with it.
Yeah. You don't think so, Jake?
I do not.
Mom?
Yeah?
Can I come in?
Come in. Is Orion inside?
He's inside. Yes, he's inside.
What am I standing? Give me a chair. Come on. Give me a chair. Stop with your nails. A habit? Biting nails. A habit. A high school graduate soon in February graduating. Biting nails.
I know where Mr. Way is. Shall I call him, Mark?
Don't call anybody.
Well, he asked me to call him when the parole officer came.
Don't call, I said.
Papa said don't call. Sit down. But just sit down in a chair. Plenty of chair. Just sit down. Who can be a worse enemy to himself than himself?
That goes for you too, Molly. And who is your worst enemy? Yourself, no? Did you need all this?
There's Mr. Ray. Where did you tell you he was?
I'll call him, Molly.
Don't call him.
Did I say call him? I said simple in a simple sentence with a period. I said, where is he? Don't call him. Tell me. T-E-L-L-L. Tell me. Get me my coat and my hat.
Wait yet, Molly, wait. Patience is a vulture.
But what am I waiting for? What am I waiting? Oh, they're coming. Go upstairs, Rosalie.
You don't want me to call Mr. Wayne?
Don't bother, nothing.
Orion?
I'll be down in a little while. Go ahead. Excuse me now, please.
But, will you excuse me?
Sure.
Thank you.
I think I left my hat in here.
Yes, Jake. The gentleman's hat and coat?
Yes.
Did Mrs. Leland explain?
Well, she has a rather curious history.
Yes.
Very unusual. And the way you took her in.
Yes.
She isn't the ordinary kind of person we expect to meet.
Uh-huh.
Your coat, sir?
Fate plays queer pranks.
Indeed it does, yes.
Your hat, sir.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you found out all the information you needed.
Well, Mrs. Leland's story, her background and so forth aren't so easy to check up. There's the war, you know.
Yeah, the war and the story is unchecked.
Precisely. And then there's the little boy. After all, if Mrs. Leland marries Mr. Way becomes the child's foster father. Oh, that adds another point.
Yes, sir, another point indeed.
It's a situation like this that shows how difficult it is to make rules to fit every case.
And yet the rule is the best.
It is indeed. Well, thank you for your kind assistance. Thank you very much.
But,
Don't you wish to see Mr. Wade?
Well, that's not necessary now.
Now? You mean,
Yes, from the point of view of his best future, I can think of nothing better for Mr. Wade than for him to marry Mrs. Leland. A wonderful woman. A wonderful woman indeed.
Oh, my.
And with this official blessing, Oriane's marriage to the man she pities but doesn't love is well on its way to happening. Of course, there's still Mrs. Way and there's still Dr. Cater. Perhaps the doctor who loves Oriane and the former wife who hates her former husband can prevent what Molly hoped she could stop. You know, it's a shame to spend your good money on old-fashioned soaps that do only a halfway job for dishes.
Yes.
If you've been using soaps that are just halfway speedy, or soaps that are only halfway kind to your hands, then it's time you discovered New Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap. Now, I told you Does is one soap for everything in your wash, and believe me, it has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed and suds to greater kindness to your hands. Why, just notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after you start doing dishes with Dove. Actually, Dove is the only leading granulated laundry soap to give your hands this extra gentle care. Yet, Dove can't be beat by any soap made for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Honestly, one look at those amazing suds tells you how different Dove is. Just ask for Dove today. It has everything you want for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Molly makes a last-ditch fight for what she thinks is right and for what she believes is the future happiness of all concerned.